We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It is 8:32 and it's Friday. It is Friday, June the 5th. So if you're just rolling out of bed, Friday, June the 5th. Let's say hello to John Hancock.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
And Michael Kelly.
Hello, Debbie Monterey. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hello. Happy Friday, gentlemen. And some good news to start Overtime. Okay, it's not, you know, like depends on your perspective. But it was good news for the job report. We still have a lot of job losses and a ton of unemployed people. However, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 13.3% in May from 14.7%, and 2.5 million jobs were added. Now, that was a surprisingly positive reading in the midst of this recession. People were expecting another miserable report for May. The May job gain suggests that businesses have quickly been recalling workers as states have reopened their economies. What are your thoughts about this, John Hancock? Are you surprised? Were you thinking it was going to be another gloomy report?
Yeah, I am a little surprised, but what good news. And, you know, as the economy continues to open, I think you're going to see more jobs added. You know, you realize as we sit here this morning in St. Louis County, we are still, what, a week or so away from gyms being able to open? That's ridiculous. The economy needs to open up and people need to get back to work. And this is really good news.
Michael?
Yeah, I completely agree. It's great news. I found it to be extremely shocking and was relieved to see it. I think it's a product of the PPP program that is working, which is good. The long-term question is it sustainable? Obviously, a lot of the predictions that this is healthcare coming back and a lot of the jobs that were shut down temporarily during COVID. We'll have to wait and see if restaurants are able to turn it around. We got a long road to hoe here, but I'm excited about what we learned this morning.
Yeah, we do have a long road to hoe. And it'll be interesting because a lot of people are still nervous, wary of getting back into things. But I think many of us are ready to enjoy the summertime and get back to normal. And I guess we'll see, because we're hearing that there weren't a ton of coronavirus cases coming out of that hot toxic pool situation in the Ozarks. And also, people are out and about protesting. We have protests all over the place, peaceful protests, people gathering and having their voices heard. And if we don't see a spike in that, well, maybe we're good for the summer. So let's talk about those protests, because this morning in the news, we had a list. There's probably at least, I'd say at least 10 that we know of. And there probably are more. So the calmer protests this week coming on the same day that prosecutors in Minnesota charged three more police officers and filed a new tougher charge against the officer at the center of the case. Before we get into the details of that, how are you feeling, Michael Kelly, seeing the protests? Because I think terminology matters, too, because in some people's mind, protester is a negative thing that is always synonymous with looter and riot. But I think we have seen tens of thousands of people in this area alone peacefully protesting.
Well, the reality is that protest is the basis of the foundation of our country. Does anybody remember the Tea Party? Maybe the most famous protest of all time. Does anybody remember the March on Washington? Look, 99% of what we're seeing in the streets is encouraging. It's awesome to see what we witnessed the last week over in O'Fallon and in St. Charles. The recognition of so many people that the world has to change is awesome. Unfortunately, there are some bad actors who wind up doing silly stuff that hurts our community and kills police officers, which is just deplorable. But the voices are in the streets and are being heard. And I think this is a culmination of so much anger, fear, and lack of leadership top to bottom across our country, and people are making it heard.
John?
Yeah, you know, I'm all for the protesters. If they're peaceful, that's good for them. But look, you got thousands of people on the street. They are not socially distanced. They're walking around. And yet, if you're a restaurant owner in St. Louis County, you have to serve at 25% capacity. You know, why do we penalize the business people, the job creators in our economy, and say nothing about the protesters who are violating the very same regulations that Sam Page is imposing on businesses? It's time. If you're gonna have protests, and I'm all for it, let them walk down the streets, great. But open up our businesses and let businesses make money.
And it is a really interesting point, John, because I know a lot of people who haven't been going out to dinner don't feel safe doing it, and restaurants are trying to be as safe as they can. Maybe it took something awful for us all to witness, like the death of George Floyd, for people to just take to the streets and throw caution to the wind. So I don't know if that'll have an impact of maybe people start feeling more comfortable to head back to sit inside a restaurant. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Oh, well, yeah. Let's talk. We'll talk more about the COVID cases. We did see an increase in Missouri, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we have to take a break. Hey, it's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey. John Hancock and Michael Kelly are joining me here for the Friday version of Overtime. And we were talking about coronavirus, of course. John making the point that thousands of people are taking to the street. I do see most people wearing masks, but they're very close together. And who knows? They're not social distancing for sure. Will we see a spike because of it? And if we don't, does that mean we can reopen things more normally? Well, yesterday, Missouri did see 290 new cases of COVID-19, and that is the biggest single day increase since May 4th. The average number of new cases has been rising steadily these past 3 weeks. So whenever I hear these numbers, I always wonder, like, for example, I'm sure you guys heard only one new coronavirus case out of Lake of the Ozarks. My question is always, how do we know? Do we know all the every single person who was there? There were thousands. Did they all get tests? So I'm not really even sure how accurate any of this is. But John Hancock, does any of that concern you?
You know, one day doesn't concern me much. You know, when we do politics, and so when you get close to the election, you poll every day, and you roll 3 or 4 days together to get the average. And I think we ought to take the same kind of approach here. Let's take the 7 day roll on coronavirus cases and see. A 1 day spike doesn't concern me. A 7 day spike would.
I think that's right. I mean, I'm concerned, period. I don't believe this virus has gone away. I think just like the flu in the summertime, it's going to slow down. And I'm worried about the fact that we might get complacent when this thing does come back. Look, the reality is we're not going to fix this until we have herd immunity or a vaccine. And I'm praying for one or both.
Despite that, people have to go ahead and plan, make their best guesses on how to handle this as we head into the fall. I know schools are talking to parents about how comfortable they are this fall and when school should start. Some universities are starting school earlier. Others are starting it later. Mizzou is considering an early start to the fall 2020 school year that would have classes starting 10 days early on August 12th with in-person classes ending before Thanksgiving. Of course, that does require some approval of the faculty council and the board of curators. Some Mizzou faculty are opposed to this, but Michael, what do you think would be better, for schools to start earlier and end before Thanksgiving or start later? Or
Of course. Look, I understand the faculty is upset. We all like regular routines. This is not a regular time. They're just going to have to suck it up and move on. We've got to do the thing that's going to make sure that these kids are the safest possible. With the uncertainty of this virus, this is the decision that smart people are making. Suck it up. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's get these kids there early. Let's get their education going.
Yeah, you know, you look at the universities, and we've all just lived through a 2.5, 3 month period where students are learning at home. They're learning online.
That's quote unquote, air quotes, learning at home. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, my daughter's in graduate school and she's taking her courses online. And if these universities don't open up, they might find themselves out of business because the cost of a college education today is so extreme. And if people can learn remotely, I think you might see a real hit on the number of people who physically go to a college or university. We'll see.
All right, I'm going to start with you on this one, John Hancock, because, of course, Governor Mike Parson is running for election, not re-election. And look who is coming out with some blistering comments against the sitting governor, none other than the former governor, Eric Greitens. He thinks that Mike Parson is handling the unrest poorly. He says the situation demands frontline leadership, a leader who can deliver a calm and clear message on how to deal with riots. And Governor Parson is not that man. Is Greitens that man? Is that what he's telling us? What's going on here, John?
Greitens is not that man. Governor Parson's done a fine job in leading through this. I don't know what Greitens is talking about. I mean, maybe his idea of quelling protests is to tie them up to exercise equipment. But
whoa!
I mean, I have no interest in hearing from that man ever again in the political arena.
Yeah, rarely do John and I agree so feverishly on something, but this guy lost his right to be able to even be relevant in this discussion. He's such an embarrassment to his himself, an embarrassment to our state. Now he wants to try to resurrect himself and critique others. I mean, have you no shame? You know what? This guy may very well be a clone of Donald Trump. We're going to see what's going to happen to Donald Trump in November, and it's not going to be a good outcome. Go away, Eric Greitens. Go sit in your basement and enjoy life.
If you guys had to guess, though, because you both have your ears to the ground and are politically savvy and know people, he's clearly trying to make a comeback for something. He's delivering PPE to firefighters. He's, you know, attacking Governor Parson.
Of course, they didn't work.
They were defective. But still, he's clearly out there trying to get his face back in the mix. So what is he wanting?
Well, He's putting out a documentary about how great he is. That's what they're filming right now. And he's going to run for the U.S. Senate in 2022. And I'm going to work with all the might and power that I have to make sure he doesn't succeed in that effort. This is not a good dude. Bad dude.
Wow. Yet another campaign that John and I could potentially work on together, which would be to see Eric Greitens go away for good. Look. Number one, he's trying to sell a book. He's trying to sell a documentary. He's a charlatan. So he's going to continue to come back up and pop up. He clearly has no shame. Number two, I think he's hoping that this racial unstrife that exists in our country and this ridiculousness of the extreme far right continues to go on and his hope that he can run for the United States Senate one day. My prediction, he'll be running for Roy Blunt's seat and he'll get clobbered just like he would have gotten clobbered if he would have ran for governor this year.
All right. Mark the tape. We might have Hancock and Kelly working on a campaign together. All right. It is 8:49. All right. The cult kicking off our segment three here on The Voice of St. Louis. John Hancock, Michael Kelly. I'm Debbie Monterey. We did mention President Trump a little bit in the conversation before the break about Eric Greitens. So let's just talk about polling. Both of you are very involved with polling in your jobs, and Americans have given President Trump negative ratings for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. There has been a Washington Post ABC News poll that has shown that Joe Biden has a clear lead nationally. I think a Fox News poll showed the same thing. Of course, we all know what polls mean on Election Day. Often nothing, but this poll was taken before the George Floyd protests. So I'll start with you, Michael Kelly. Would these polls on President Trump be the same today? I guess we'll find out. I'm sure there'll be a new one on Monday. But what do you think the George Floyd situation and the standing in front of the church with a Bible thing, will that resonate positive or negative?
Well, it may resonate with a couple of folks, which is primarily the base that's already supporting Donald Trump. Look, I think Donald Trump is about to get clobbered in this upcoming election. He deserves to. He's been a complete and utter failure as it relates to the pandemic. Where's Dr. Fauci? Where's Dr. Bricks? We haven't heard from him anymore. Did the pandemic go away? No, we're seeing spikes throughout the country. Our own government continues to put out calls for social distancing and masks. Our president goes and says the exact opposite. People aren't dumb. They're starting to see through that Donald Trump is nothing more than a carnival barker and a ridiculous individual who doesn't deserve to be president of the United States. And he's going back to Florida, or who knows where he's going to wind up. But in November, he'll be leaving 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So if you look at the polling, the top line numbers clearly are a concern if you support the president. But when you get into the subgroups, that's where I really have concern. He's lost double digits in performance among Catholic voters. He's upside down better than 2-1 with suburban females. Now, if those trends don't turn around, he's going to lose in November. However, I would say that if you do see an economic rebound, and maybe we're starting to see one now, if you do see an economic rebound, you know, those poll numbers can and have changed. So it's a little early to be pronouncing the death of the Trump candidacy.
In the business, we call that spin, Deb. That's what we call what we just heard right there. Well done, John Hancock.
Well, we do have a long way to go before November, so anything can happen. I do think that the coronavirus pandemic has been good for Joe Biden because he, I feel like, has helped that he doesn't have to be out there campaigning, because he's, I don't know, he's not always at the top of his game when he's doing a stump speech these days. Agree or disagree, Michael?
Agree.
Well, I think he has some issues, but look, when we get to the binary choice of Joe Biden's occasional gaffe and Donald Trump's ridiculous and scary and dangerous rhetoric, it's a no-brainer.
All right. One of the things we have to touch on quickly, we've got about a minute left here. It is getting so dark in downtown St. Louis. It's distracting
it.
Me.
I know it.
We are hoping restaurants get back to it. We want sports to get back to it. Will the convention business ever return? That is a big concern because so much money is raised in downtown St. Louis by conventions. We just had the Church of God in Christ annual meeting cancel. They're going to do a online experience instead. And this is the biggest one of the year. I mean, tens of thousands of people come to St. Louis for this. What do you think, John?
Yeah, it's a real problem, and not just the convention business, but tourism in general is such a big part of this economy here. I'm concerned.
Michael?
Look, we had this after 9/11. It took almost 3 or 4 years for tourism, travel, and convention business to return after 9/11. Once we have a cure or herd immunity, things are going to start to come back. But no doubt, for the foreseeable future, conventions and tourism and travel are going to follow the same trajectory we saw after the terrible tragedy of 9/11. We got through it. We'll get through it again. We're a social culture. We want to be around each other.
Hancock and Kelly are coming up after news at the top. And here's what's on tap, John.
Well, they're letting the protesters out on the street. We'll talk about that. Steve Shigaris joins us to talk politics, coming your way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.